Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic host, Energy poetic herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guests and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Take
make me with you.
Everybody, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You are listening to Erotics and True Sheets open mic segment with Strong Island, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. So how's everybody doing tonight? I hope you're doing good. All right, I see we have some eager people here. So this is Strong Island. Let's get this show started. Caller from the 646 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, Strong Island, what's up? So I couldn't be on the radio last week, so I want to apologize for that.
That's okay. Is this Junebug?
Yeah, this is Junebug. How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
What you going to do for us tonight?
Off the top of my head, I said to myself, I got to write share a piece of poetry with the community out there that this is some of the stuff that men like to hear from a woman. I'm writing from a man's point of view. And, you know, I just want to see if everybody likes it. Yeah, likes to
okay,
write,
the floor is yours,
though. Huh?
The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Ron. Okay. I wrote this piece the 9th of August, but... once again, I'm just giving a man's point. What men like to hear from, you know, young ladies out there, mature women. And it goes like this. The title is called Booty Shaking. And the piece goes, my big round booty, I think you don't know. I like when you give it to me more and more. Love it. I love it. When you stop, it feels good. My booty shakes. Booty shakes, booty shakes, more and more. I'll die if you don't give it to me. Need it like a fiend for it. Will you ever give it to me the way you used to give it? I feel that one needs their booty to shake. I know you love to squeeze it, feel it, touch it, kiss that big, round, lovely booty. Give it to me, or I will never feel the way I used to be. I used to feel when you used to help my booty shake. I hope I can help. Sorry about that. I hope you can help me to shake my big booty. Shaking, I'd stir it. Big booty shaking. Lovely booty shaking. Thank you.
That was hot.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that was hot.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Strong Island.
I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks, Justin.
That was definitely a good view from a man's point of view on what we want to hear.
Yes, thanks, Sean.
What a smile. Thanks for opening the show.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Definitely stay around, you know, stay around. If you got more and you have time, you know, you feel free to come back.
Okay. Thanks very much, Sean.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, well, our global listeners in Detroit, I see we have people eager to get on this mic tonight. So with no more to do, let me bring up our next caller. Caller from the 318 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Hi, Love Me Do.
Hey.
I
have a piece tonight titled Coming Home.
All right. It was yours, my sister. Take it
You're
away.
You're coming home. I'm coming home, too. Baby, I just can't wait to see you. I've been dreaming all day about just us two. I just love kicking it freak nasty with you. You get turned on because I'm so damn close to everyone else. They can't imagine me being freak nasty. You like it when I do what I do with you. We leaving our business to the reader's imagination. I'm coming home. You're coming home. The real drama begins, and the sensual pleasure does not end. And that's that piece.
Woo! Sister, now what inspired that piece?
I just went out into my imagination. I made myself write something different today.
That was a good piece. That was definitely a good piece. It was pleasant to hear.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you decided to come up here and share that with all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming through. And, of course, you're always welcome. Well, you know what? It's always good to hear from you, Love Me Do.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, Strong Island. It's been a pleasure. And I really love the first piece as well.
And you're always welcome to come back and do another one, lady. Don't try to skip away if you got time.
Okay, I definitely will do so.
I need to call this back. I ain't gonna tell if I need to
get this home. Well, everyone, two of our favorite listeners and favorite poets. I'm tongue-tied tonight, y'all. It's been one of those weeks. But the good thing is, you know me, I love to be, you know, involved with everything, too. So the good thing is, I wrote a piece. And hopefully, y'all like it. I decided that I wanted to share it with y'all. So my piece is actually called Exposure of Epic Proportions. And this is how this piece goes. The winds came in roaring just like a lion was calling out for a quick attack on that pink snatch, leaves flying everywhere just like a bear chasing a deer, wanting that deep kill of that pink snatch. Just to attack back from left and right, up and down, everyone is falling to the ground. Licking, chewing, stop that hurt. As I almost choke on all that liquid go that flow down from your personal opening of release, just to tease and please all those that will set you open their doors, give them more and more of what they ask you for. Liquid gold falling down, rain hitting the ground. Help, they almost drown. It is a way above their heads. Gasping, swallowing, eyes rolling back, breaking out backstroke, slipping from this, from that front exposure of epic proportions. Lights all out, just like if I blacked out from too much of the rain that came from your hurricane. This was just too insane to play in my brain, and that is my piece. That piece, everybody, actually was thought of because of the hurricane that we just went through in the East Coast, and it was, like, traumatic to a lot of people. It was traumatic to me. All I kept saying I wanted to do was write a piece called Hurricane, but this is the piece that came out of me instead, so I hope you like it. And on to the next. I'm just glad that I was able to get on air today, because some people from this hurricane really still to this day don't have power. And I was just happened to be blessed with keeping my power, but I did have trees come down. Thank God that it missed my house. So to all those who were affected by Hurricane Irene, prayers and everything go out to you for those who are still without power or who lost power. And, you know, that's just how we do. We do keep faith first. All right. Now, we're going to have a little music interlude, and we're going to listen to a little Jill Scott with I Keep.
Keep on.
welcome, welcome. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, our Detroit listeners and our global listeners and everyone else around the world. You're listening to the erotic, poetic energy open mic segment of Strong Island Show with your host, Strong Island, who is me. And I think I'm going to raise my hand again because I feel like doing another piece. And this piece I'm actually going to do is called Why Do I Still Love You? And this piece goes like this. Why do I sit here and want to cry? Why do I still love you when clearly you don't feel the same? I let my guard down when I should have left it up. I guess I got caught up with that cool game playing. I didn't have a chance from the start. I'm thinking how foolish I was, telling myself never let another get close to my heart. I was a true person, a friend, a lover, but I asked all of you, was it really what you wanted was a jump off, which I can't ever be? You are addicted to all the attention you are given, while the search for that special someone to spend your life with, while I'm looking for true love, that special kind of love, the love that makes your heart race, body shake, my nipples get hard, my juices start flowing without any help. I am just addicted to the act of fucking you back while riding bareback. First front, now back. Throw my legs up. Hell, pin them back and knock the bottom out of this sugar, honey, iced tea. Just being too easy with my description, because I need a three-step program of relieving this addiction. Enter at my own free will, trying just to chill. Thoughts of our lovemaking keeps my heart from really breaking. First step is admitting you have a problem. Second step is communicating with your body language. As you grab my waist and pull me closer to your face, just for a quick taste of this juicy cherry vanilla filled opening between my legs. Woo, I can't finish this program. I need an encore of before the admittance of me having an addiction. And that is my piece. I see the eager beavers are here, so let me move out the way and take the next caller up to the mic. Caller from the 862 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Easy G.
Hello, sir.
What's up, Strong? How you doing out there?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Welcome.
Thank you.
What you going to do for us tonight, sir?
I'm going to do something that's a little sensual but not too erotic. How's that?
That's,
not too hot. Nothing like your heat. Okay.
That's okay. Bring it.
Right. The name of this piece is called Explore Your Island.
Wow. Okay. You go ahead.
I've been running around in search of something new, not realizing how ridiculous, because all I had to do was relax and chill, and every day I would find something brand new in you. But I just sat there and never explored that in every layer of your woman opens a new door. If you can get past some of the rough edges and dig a little deep, you'll notice the rough edges start to get soft and weak. And there you'll find the jewels of success. But don't stop digging, because you'll find happiness in a relationship that's blessed. No one ever said relationships were an easy institution. It takes hard work to communicate through life's confusions. I'm finding out now that you can't trick your heart's feelings. No matter what your mind and body says, the shining light of your heart is just way too appealing. Most of my mistakes I made in life were due to following my mind. And I'm still regretting my bad decisions. But the love in my heart is telling me, you're going to follow me this time. And I'm going to do just that and follow that appealing light. Be a real man with my huge heart and do what's right. Starting with the confession. I love the ground you walk on, boo. And this time, I'm going to make sure I explore every inch of you. Never overlooking my island, her name is you. Beautiful inside and out, making me do and write the things I do. I love you, baby. I really do. And that's my piece. That's my piece.
Hot. That's all I got to say to you, Stevie G. Hot.
Hot.
And hot.
Well, thank you, baby.
You're not going to get away with that without you sharing with people how they can follow you with your work.
Well, you know I'm on Facebook. Even though I ain't on there much, I'm there. So I'm Stephen Guy White on Facebook. So.
Right. And you got to be remiss to tell them you do host a show yourself.
Oh, yeah, I co-host a show on Thursday nights, the Poetic Energy Radio show. Me and Poetic E do our thing on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock, so y'all make sure y'all come on out and check us out.
Amen, my brother.
And bring some heat with you when you come.
Definitely, you know how we do.
Okay, I know.
You know how we do. Well, you know what? I'm glad you came by. I really love that piece that you did. It was really excellent piece. I know it's not something you do in the norm, but when you do, you bring it. And thank you for sharing it on this mic tonight. I enjoyed it.
You know, I got to do my thing. You always support me, so I got you too.
Okay, now I'm not going to get choked up right now. I'm trying to keep it together.
Oh, you ain't getting choked up, please.
You're funny.
Where's Miss Poetic E tonight anyway?
Poetic Eve, you know how she do. She'll be here.
Okay, she kind of slow tonight, huh?
No,
maybe they catching the tail end of the hurricane up there.
Hey, you know what?
My phone is ringing. That's a cue. I'm muting you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, everybody, that was Mr. Stevie G. And you're on the air right now with Ms. Strong Allen. I think we're going to take us another little music break real soon, and this way give everybody a chance, including myself, to take a breath. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Oh yeah. Oh,
That was Mr. Laurie Edwards with, who is a poet, and he was doing Poetic Love. Now we'll be listening to another piece. Our new co-host, Ms. Poetic E, will be joining us soon. We'll be listening to Kim Human Touch.
Touch, yeah. baby. I need your love tonight, girl. Human touch, yeah. Hey, girl. Human touch, girl. Yeah, I need you to touch me all over. Human touch. Come on over and touch me, baby. Listen here. Can I kiss your toes, girl? Can you help me out, baby? I need you to touch me all over. Hey, girl, take off your shoes. Gonna be some loving going down up in here tonight, babe. Human touch.
Well, everybody, we were listening to Kim and Human Touch. Well, our new co-host is here, new producer, Ms. Poetic E. We're going to listen to a little bit more music to give her a little chance to get situated. And we're going to listen to Rick James and Tina Marie with Fire and Desire.
Wow. Life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love. Remember when I used to
love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Use and abuse them. Then I laid eyes on you. It was pain. My claim to fame, with every measure, baby, tasted teardrop stains. Yeah, I was cold as ice long ago. Thank you, baby.
since you've been gone, I don't think I've ever felt this way before. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to?
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. We were just listening to Mr. Rick James and Tina Marie with Fire and Desire. You are listening to the Erotic Central Sheets Open Mic segment with me, your host, Strong Allen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. Now, with no further to do, I would like to welcome our new producer who's on the show tonight, no other than Miss Poetic E. Welcome, Miss Poetic E.
Hey, Strong, how you doing, sister?
I'm doing good, doing good. Glad to see you made it.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I am so glad that your segment is going so well, like I know it would.
Yes, and I see you waving your little hand up in the end.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to put something in, put my time in.
Well, lady, you know you have the floor. What are you going to do for us today?
I think I've read this piece before. I'm pretty sure that I have. But it's entitled Mental Desire. Mental reels of you are massaging my intellect. With the flicks of your cool cat swagger, you've got my imagination running wild. Freeze frame in every move of your dip and your glide. The allure of your sensual and sinister smile has me panting and wanting to release my inner wild. I'm anticipating the linger of your dripping essence glazing my body with the moisture of your scented lips. I'm licking and gripping the corner of my glossy lips, massaging myself sensually, seducing you with my bedroom eyes, inviting you to take the scenic tour of my bountiful power, strolling down to suck from the cold of my Nubian Nile, mounted between the walls of my Egypt. I want to feel your heat in the passage of my ebony, collaborating lyrics with the beat of your mandingo. I want to scream out your name in 5 octaves and funky tunes. I want to serenade you with my moans and my groans and bring it all together in choruses of sexual pleasure. Engage in a game or tag team until we climax together. I don't have any inhibitions or restrictions, so I'm spreading my pretty wings wide so your throbbing rhythm can run deep inside. I want you to leave your inscription from your prison ink on the four corners of my walls, punishing my kitty and slaving her for 9.5 weeks, releasing your animal instinct, waddling in the maze of my wild orchids. Hunt me like I'm your devourer for today. Spank me with your foreplay. Demand me to be your private dancer. Fix me until you have unraveled the sequels in the pages of my red shoe diaries. Like a man on a voyage, navigate to my hot zone. Jump my caboose and ride hard until you reach my room. Rev my engine, baby, until we've christened every wall in the room. Quench my every desire, but don't put out the fire. Until we've reached 101 positions, borrowing lessons from the Book of Kama Sutra, let us share the kind of love that will bind you and straight up noose you. Sop me up until the nectar of my wetness is dripping for the release of intense pleasure. Work me until I'm comatose and lost in your twilight of forever bliss. And put your seal on it. And let's end the night with a sensual quick kiss. And let's my peace.
Ooh.
Mental desire.
Ooh. Sister, you know that was a hot piece. That was a hot piece. Got I'm clapping for you. That was an excellent piece, excellent piece.
Thank
you, Michelle. Sister, for coming blazing the mic. Well, I'm not going to tie this mic up. I see there's a eager beaver raising their hand. They would like to speak. So no further ado, I'm going to take that next caller. Caller from the 646 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Strong, what's up? This is Junebug once again.
Hey, welcome back, Junebug. What are you
going to
do?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me cut you off.
No, it's okay. What are you going to do for us tonight?
Well, I have 2 pieces of poetry to read. I don't know if you want me to read 2 of them, one, or...
Well, let's start out with one and see how far we get.
This is a short one. It's
all
called,
right, shoot for it.
It's called We Are. It goes
the
like this.
Yours.
All right, thank you. It goes like this. We are a community of poets. We are erotic poets who challenge each other, support each other, expand each other's minds, and accomplish many deep things together. We are family bonded through our challenge and commitment to see us, you and me, through. What do you think about that? Is it good?
Oh, that was hot. I didn't know you was finished. That was
I'm sorry.
That was a nice piece.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You said nice and short and sweet. You weren't kidding. That was nice.
Thanks.
Well, if you want to do your other piece, you can, you know.
All right. I'm feeling confident now. I'm feeling more at ease, you know.
I see. What are you going to bless us with now?
I had to rearrange this one. It was called Push. I wrote it before.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I rearranged everything and I had to omit certain things and add some other things appropriately.
Right. I'm waiting to hear your revision. Go ahead.
All right. The next piece that I wrote is called Push.
Floor is yours.
All right. My first love, my first live poem, excuse me. Push. I do believe that's all that we have. I think that if one didn't push, there'll be nothing to push. Push. What I need to know, I like to be one that is in the mix. That's a question we should ask ourselves. Pushing is a beautiful thing. Not everybody does it, but everybody should be pushing. Thank you.
Nice. I like the revision.
Well, thanks.
Revision was really hot.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And I am clapping for you, brother. I'm clapping for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And that was Push. Enjoy the revision of that.
Well,
that piece
you.
That you have come up here and you have done for us before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, sit back, you know, relax, and listen to the rest of the show.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
All right, everybody. We're going to continue on with this show. We're going to do like we do. And me and my hands being raised again as usual, I, you know, wanted to come back and do another piece. All right, this piece actually is called Remember. You may have heard it before, but I, you know, like to do it again for you. Remember, riding, enjoying, marvelous, energized man before ejaculating, really. No need to continue to lie. Your eyes are giving you away. This is no ordinary day. Bragging is not cool. Just have the man come. I'll show you how to give him some. Long, overly vivacious, exceptionally lady yearning for continuous fucking of this wet, did I say wet, coochie that is left seeking his thick, oh so thick dick that makes me come real quick. You just forgot. You just forgot about that dick. Was mine first, but you wanted to try to satisfy your thirst. No ride or die, chicken you. Only this great front and back ride, him every which way and loose. All sense of emotion with every motion of your humping and then pumping my way. My coochie with that thick stuff after busting multiple nuts. I'm so done right now. And that is my piece.
I just got one question. Have you been raw all night?
Because
I'm just joining the book.
I've been both. I actually started out kind of calm, to say the least.
All right.
Yeah, I did calm. I was calm for a bit. Just wanted to, you know, wind everything up and get everything going, you know, and that was it. But I definitely want to say thank you to all our listeners from the Detroit and global listeners for coming on this show tonight. Also like to thank all our people who was in the chat, Mr. Robbie Baby, all our guests, the co-host of the Poetic Energy radio station, Mr. CVG, for getting up and blazing the mic tonight. Also, Miss Poetic E herself, of course I have to say thank you for coming through as you do. And Miss, I have to say, Miss Love Me Do, she came through here. She actually blazed the mic also. And, of course, Junebug, we're not going to forget you because you, young man, I have seen you grow from the first time you came on the show to where you at now. Like you said, you're becoming more comfortable behind the mic. Forgive me, people. And thank you for coming out again and blessing the mic with us tonight. Y'all were listening to Miss Strong Island, and I am glad to have, like I said, made it on this show, considering there's people in my area still without power. I was blessed to have mine and be able to do this show tonight. And no further to do, we're going to be listening to Miss Jill Scott, and the song she's going to do for y'all tonight is The Way. Good night, everybody. Until next time, this is Strong Island.
All right, good night, everyone.
For 30.